Hello, Ashley. This is Alexandria.
Hello. Hi, Alexandria.
Today is November 9th, the day after the election. It is 1:08 here in Arizona time. And I've decided to do this, recorded call with Ashley, who is one of my clients that is the author of the Conscious Participator blog. So welcome today, Ashley, and thanks for helping me get this call out, because I know everybody's been emailing me, asking me what's going on.
Absolutely.
Okay. So essentially, last night, I watched everything. I've been kind of glued to the TV just like everybody else has, and I was told even up until the very end that Hillary was supposed to win. And so when she didn't, and then towards the end of the evening, when they finally called it, even though Hillary Clinton didn't do her concession speech, I was devastated just like everybody else was, and cried and yelled and screamed and threw a tantrum, but I realized as I went to bed that the feeling that I had been feeling off and on all day was a sense of despair. And this particular feeling was something that I remember from the time I was very young. I was about 13 when my parents basically moved me away from my first love. And I remember it took two years for me to even get over that. Every time I would think about, how helpless I was in that particular situation, I would have this overwhelming sense of despair and just start crying. Anyway, I felt that again, and I actually felt it off and on all day yesterday, and I wondered what that was. But after the election was over and I went to bed and I started asking the guys upstairs what was going on, the first thing that came to my mind was that this matrix that affects or controls despair needed to be cleared. So as I'm explaining some of the things that are going on, I want everybody that later listens to this recording to realize that I am doing these specific healings that I'm talking about today. I am doing them not just for my clients and myself, but also for all of humanity. So that I did send out this clearing of the despair matrix last night before I went to bed, so that when I woke up this morning, I was feeling a little bit more grounded and a little bit more willing to find out, what had happened. Because when you're emotionally upset, you can't hear spirit. And I'm no different than any of you in that if I'm upset, it's difficult for me to hear things as well. So I went into my normal routine this morning and, started soaking. And so I started with just asking, some general questions about whether or not that she really, really lost. And I got that she didn't. Well, I don't know about you, but I'm watching the same TV everybody else is. I also asked about whether or not this was something that was planned, what happened, and I asked a lot of different questions about the timelines, about, the election being rigged and hijacked. And essentially what I was told is that the election actually was hijacked and it was rigged in the same way that when we had 9/11 many years ago. I remember when I was watching what was going on with the towers, and I remember Ashtar telling me at that time that what I was witnessing was made up. Not that it wasn't happening, but that it was a movie and it was happening, but there was another reason behind it. And the reason was that it was advancing the agenda of the New World Order, the Illuminati. Now, most of you that are my clients know that I don't put much attention on the Illuminati and the New World Order. It's not that I'm not aware of it. It's just that Ashtar has always told me not to, you know, be putting my attention there, because once you start putting your attention there, you kind of get lost. And for any of you that have done research on that, you know how much fear energy is engendered within, you know, those messages. So when they, but basically that's what they told me today, is that this was the Illuminati. Now, at first I thought that there would be something that we could do to demonstrate that the election actually had been rigged. But is that something that could be verified on the physical level? And I don't think so. What they actually told me was, because of the influence of the Matrix on people, that there are times where the Matrix can go in and just kind of like short circuit your system and cause you to do something that you didn't intend to, like voting for the wrong person. And not necessarily being, you know, aware of it. So that is what they told me that happened, is that the, you know, that people went to the election, they had their intentions of voting for Hillary, but when they got into the, you know, and this I'm talking about, not the early vote, the early mail-in votes, but the, you know, when people that actually went to the polling booth, that they actually voted for the wrong person. So this is not something that we're going to be able to verify. People feel it. They know it. Even with myself, it was like I couldn't possibly believe that after all of this time that, you know, of revealing who Donald Trump was, that people would actually choose evil over a positive and beneficial outcome. You know, as much as I talk about the dark forces and all the processes and stuff that are going on the planet, I mean, I really am an optimist. So, you know, the idea that half of the Americans would actually elect a dictator in chief just was totally, you know, horrifying to me. So I don't believe that is what happened. So the next question is, how come the Ashtar Command didn't let me know? I mean, I was as sideswiped or, you know, like ambushed by this result as everyone else was. And so I asked them, I demanded, you know, it's like, did you guys know what was going on and that, you know, that this was going to happen? They actually told me that they didn't see this coming either. Now, how is that possible? I don't know. Number one, you got to keep in mind that when I channel them, like I said, I have to be in a meditative state. I have to be open to receiving what they're telling me. I also have to be, you know, they're channeling through my filters as well. So anybody that thinks that anybody channels spirit absolutely, you know, positively, correctly all the time is not familiar with how the process really works. So, like I said, you know, I asked them if they had seen this, and what they told me, and again, this goes back to the work that I've been doing after this last Mercury retrograde. There was several different master level matrixes and planetary matrixes that were shown to me that needed to be shut down, which I did. And in fact, you know, the last 10 days of the election cycle or the campaign cycle, when Donald Trump all of a sudden kind of calmed down and started staying on script, that was because of the levels of clearing that were being done on him and his followers, so that he wasn't channeling as much negativity as normally he would have been. The problem was, is that there was a totally other level of matrix, which I was totally unaware of, and in fact, what Ashtar is telling me, that they didn't expect this either, and this had to do with the Illuminati and their New World Order. The Illuminati and the is made up of Anunnaki energies, and the Anunnaki energies, alien energies, have been here since the beginning of the Earth, since the beginning of the Matrix here on the Earth. They are the ones that control the Matrix. Now, it is true that the Ashtar Command has, as they've been shutting down the Matrix over the last few years since 2012 and 2013, that new levels reveal themselves, you know, all the time. So it's not like I can just say, oh, let's fix it. Here's the red pill. Let's just, you know, leave the Matrix. And just like the movie, it doesn't work that way. It works in an ongoing, you know, shutting down systematically of these different programs in a way that allows for, now this is with my private clients that are familiar with this process, that it shuts things down in a way that it doesn't compromise your everyday living and your everyday functioning. If it was shut down all at once, you'd be like a robot that just, you know, flip the switch and you're not working. So the process that I work with my clients with the STAR teams is that it's a ongoing process and it integrates at each level. Now, I also work, you know, with people on a planetary level. That process goes a lot slower. And there's several reasons for that. Number one, again, you can't have everybody within humanity going through an accelerated process when they didn't sign up for it. They have not consciously, you know, requested my, you know, my help. And the other thing, since they're not conscious of it, it would kind of throw them into a, or it could throw them into a kind of a confused state because they're not aware of what it is that's going on. And the third reason is, I don't get paid for that. So unless and until, you know, enough people are sending in small donations, which, by the way, I've decided that it's time for me to set that up, is to send enough donations so that I can focus more attention on the planetary level. You know, my first focus is with the clients that I work with. That's where my, you know, my responsibility is, first of all. And don't get me wrong, it's not like I'm trying to get rich, but hey, I live in a physical body, I got rent to pay, just like everybody else. So I do a lot of planetary work when I'm guided to do that, and today is one of those days where I'm being shown that this information needs to be cleared out of everybody's consciousness, because the problem with me clearing it out with just myself and my clients is that we're outnumbered by the rest of humanity. So we personally can have better experiences in reality because our programming is giving us that. This situation that, you know, has occurred is like I said, you know, I'm just heartbroken on, you know, as everybody else is, as to what, you know, what's happened. And so they're telling me to go ahead and do this clearing. Number one, I did the clearing with the despair, just so that we can be a little bit more grounded and understand some of the things that are going, because we can't give up. That is an absolute something that is not going to happen. And believe me, last night I thought about it. I thought about what would happen if I just decided to leave. And number one, I could not do that with my clients and my, you know, with them. They depend on me. And number two, we have a whole new level of Christed children that have started to come in as of July. I know you and I, Ashley, you and I have spoken about this,
yeah,
because you have a niece, or not a niece, but a nephew that is one of these Christed children. And one of the things that I checked with just a couple of days ago, because I got twins now that live across the street from me that, again, were born like 3 weeks ago. And
okay.
So when that happened, and then I've got the ones that there's a girl in Norway, and then they have a. So I've got like a half a dozen of these little kids that all came in since July. So what makes them unique? First of all, January 1st of 2013, I had said that the new souls that were coming in would be Christed children. That is true. So from January 1st, 2013, all the way up to July or June of 2016, we've had Christed children coming in. What makes these new kids different, the ones that were born just since July 1st of 2016, is that they are born outside of the matrix. So I don't know how many there are out there, but since Spirit is sending them in, there's got to be more to this, you know, plan unfolding than what we're experiencing right now today. So that was the other thing that I thought about when I was contemplating my exit. Obviously, I'm still here. So anyway, I wanted to, you know, make that comment about the kids, because I haven't put that in the newsletter, and few of my clients know about it, but it's not something that's widespread as of yet, and I don't have any more information about that other than what I've just told you. But going back to this, you know, this idea about that the New World Order and the Illuminati rigged our election to bring about Donald Trump as the president. And what that would mean is everything that I said it would mean in those newsletters, you know, that he basically is the Antichrist. And, you know, this has always been part of the New World Order and the Illuminati to bring about the predictions that, you know, most extreme kind of Christians are familiar with. That's not so much, you know, something that I've put much attention on, but apparently it is, you know, part of the unfolding of the Matrix plan, at least, for the Earth. So basically what they showed me today was that there was this whole other level of Matrix levels that needed to be addressed that is related to the New World Order. Now, I shut down, you know, just a simple New World Order and Illuminati Matrix years ago. It's not like I've been unaware of it. It's just that I haven't really put too much tension there. But this is totally different. If you remember a couple of the newsletters that I sent out just recently, I talked about a hierarchy of evil, which was a multiple levels of matrixes that the top level controllers had. So I have shut those down. This is something totally different, something I wasn't aware of, something I wasn't expecting, something that showed up as a result of this process that we just went through with the election. If the election hadn't turned out this way, I may not have ever become aware of this other level of matrix, New World Order matrix programming that needed to be shut down. So, as of today, I have requested that those matrixes, that matrix system, and there's 100 levels in terms of depth of how many, you know, levels of this matrix there are. And I can't remember whether it was the Illuminati or if it was the New World Order, there's like two separate ones. One of them is like 100 levels deep, and the other one is like unlimited, meaning it just goes on into infinity. So I've asked the command to shut these down. This is being done on not just with my clients, but for all humanity and the Earth, so that even though physically it will look like Donald Trump is going to be the president, if his programming changes, then that means he will behave differently. How differently? All we can do is wait and see. This is also needing to be done on, of course, his staff, his followers, everybody, you know, around him, his family. I mean, they're all, you know, as far as I'm concerned, they could all be drop dead tomorrow and we wouldn't be missing anything. So, well, and, oh, there is one other little piece, something that they told me a few days ago, that with this was going to be something that they did with the recycled souls, is something called mysterious death syndrome. It's like a virus that would cause people to just, you know, shut down, and there wouldn't be really any, you know, discernible cause. Kind of like SIDS, which is for babies, you know, when the soul just decides to leave and then the body dies. This would be a similar thing, but for adults. So anyway, that is something that, you know, at some point they tell me that's going to be taking place over like the next 3 years. One of the things that I also saw today, or that they kind of told me today, is with this shutdown of, you know, the Illuminati matrix and the New World Order matrix, is that this will take a little, you know, every time I do any kind of a shutdown of a matrix, it always takes at least 3 days, and then can process out over, you know, the next few weeks or whatever. And whenever I do things on a planetary level, it does take, you know, more time as well. So, you know, all we can do at this point is to move forward and try and stay positive and do your work. And, you know, I mean, there isn't a whole lot more that I can say, other than I will continue to shut down as much as I can on this level to, you know, to correct things. So, based on what I've said so far, I'm going to let you talk a little bit, or ask a couple of questions, Ashley. What do you think?